Darwin on Marx. By Richard William Nelson. Darwin had a significant influence on Karl Marx. Struggle and survival are central to Darwin's theory of evolution. The full title of the Origin is, On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection and the Survival of the Fittest in the Preservation of Favored Races. Darwin's premise on survival and struggle in nature paralleled Karl Marx's premise on social class struggle. Marx summarized the importance of struggle in the first line of Chapter 1 of the Communist Manifesto, published in 1848. The history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggles. Karl Heinrich Marx. Karl Heinrich Marx was born in Germany on May 5, 1818. In 1843, Marx moved to France, but French authorities ordered Marx to leave the country due to his participation in an assassination attempt on Frederick William IV, King of Prussia, in 1845. After a time in Belgium and Prussia, Marx and his new comrade, Friedrich Engels, finally settled in London, England, in 1849. By the time Marx had moved to London in 1849, Darwin had already moved his young family from London to the town of Down 7 years earlier. Even though Down is located just 16 miles from London, ironically, they never met personally. Marx and Engels capitalized on Darwin's theory to develop a social construct. Within weeks of the publication of The Origin of Species in November 1859, Engels wrote to Marx. Darwin, by the way, whom I'm reading just now, is absolutely splendid. There was one aspect of teleology that had yet to be demolished, and that has now been done. One does, of course, have to put up with the crude English method. Marx wrote back to Engels on December 19, 1860. This is the book which contains the basis in natural history for our view. The Origin of Species. The Origin of Species emerged as Marx's pseudoscience justification for his emerging class struggle movement. In a letter to comrade Ferdinand Lassalle, on January 16, 1861, Marx wrote, Darwin's book is very important and serves me as a basis in natural science for the class struggle in history. Marx inscribed sincere admirer in the first volume of Das Kapital he sent to Darwin in 1867. The importance of the theory of evolution for communism was critical. In Das Kapital, Marx wrote, Darwin has interested us in the history of nature's technology, i.e., in the formation of the organs of plants and animals, which organs serve as instruments of production for sustaining life. Does not the history of the productive organs of man, of organs that are the material basis of all social organization, deserve equal attention? In honor of Darwin. To acknowledge Darwin's influence, Marx asked to dedicate Das Kapital in honor of Darwin. However, Darwin diplomatically replied in a letter to Marx. Dear sir, I thank you for the honor that you have done me by sending me your great work on Kapital, and I heartily wish that I was more worthy to receive it, but understanding more of the deep and important subject of political economy. Though our studies have been so different, I believe that we both earnestly desire the extension of knowledge and that this, in the long run, is sure to add to the happiness of mankind. I remain, dear sir, yours faithfully, Charles Darwin. At Karl Marx's funeral in Highgate Cemetery in London, Engels spoke at Marx's graveside March 1883. Just as Darwin discovered the law of evolution in organic nature, so Marx discovered the law of evolution in human history. Communism. The American researcher Conway Zirkle explains why the founders of communism immediately accepted Darwin's theory. Marx and Engels accepted evolution almost immediately after Darwin published The Origin of Species. Evolution, of course, was just what the founders of communism needed to explain how mankind could have come into being without the intervention of any supernatural force, and consequently it could be used to bolster the foundations of their materialistic philosophy. Even though they never meet, Marx applied Darwin's theory as the scientific foundation for developing history's most devastating social movement. Marx's communist movement continues today in Russia and China. Ideas have consequences, even though unintended. Genesis. Trained as a theology student at Cambridge University, Darwin eventually developed a disdain for the biblical account, especially Genesis. As explained in his autobiography. Thus disbelief crept over me at a very slow rate, but at least it was complete. The rate was so slow that I felt no distress and have never since doubted even for a single second that my conclusion was correct. I can hardly see how anyone ought to wish Christianity to be true, for if so, the plain language of the text seems to show that the men who do not believe, and this would include my father, brother, and almost all my best friends, will be everlasting punishment. This is a damnable doctrine. While Darwin's theory continues to be controversial, Nicolaus Copernicus, the Renaissance mathematician and astronomer, upended mankind's long-standing understanding of the universe by applying biblical principles. To know the mighty works of God, to comprehend his wisdom and majesty and power, to appreciate, in degree, the wonderful workings of his laws, surely all this must be a pleasing and acceptable mode of worship to the Most High, to whom ignorance cannot be more grateful than knowledge.